face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
No one
says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shot goes down to Brady. Backs up. Moves up. Tom pumps. He's going to run it. Oh! An open road to the 20. Brady to the 15. Into the slide. First down run.
Get it up.
At the Kansas City 12.
Like Jerry Trupiano said, get on his back, boys. Get on his back. I'll ride him. Let's go. What a read by Brady. It's man. He knows it. He gives it the pump. And he takes off down the left side. And he is feeling it right now.
Jerry Trupiano? I don't get that.
Me neither.
Cedric Maxwell. Either way. Zoe on the call of Tom Brady's 17-yard scramble on 4th and 6. That's why I thought they were pulling it out. Didn't you? Did it all of us? Come on.
17 yards.
Come on.
17 yards.
And finally, heartbeat from Brady. Finally, you saw, like, there it was. There it is. Good God. When's the last time you saw emotion from him other than him bitching at his teammates? And so you finally saw it. There it is. And, you know, all the calls had gone against him, and the whole game was in there, you know, was sort of tilted against him. And here you go, 5 minutes left, 4th and 6, and he runs for 17, and he gets up, and there it is. There it is. It's like, they're going to pull this thing out. We all felt it, didn't we?
Yes, I mean, no question.
Haven't felt it.
No, yeah, no question.
No, Murray?
I thought they'll get into overtime, but we'll see what happens.
I wouldn't feel any different. Honestly, if they won that game, I tell you right now, I wouldn't feel any differently about this team and what their chances are for a deep run in the playoffs. I mean, it ain't happening.
It would have been larceny. It would have. I mean, you know, that thing would have been a steal to pull that game out at the end. But this is the problem when you don't put them away and you have the chance if you're the opposition. As soon as they blocked that punt, I went, here we go.
Well, Murray, this is what I mean. And just to reset, I'm conceding to you on the offense. I'll give in on the offense. It's not going to be what I thought or isn't what I thought. Unless they have another really late season turnaround. You know, I thought I'd be able to get to this point in the season and say, see, they don't need Antonio Brown. They can do this. They can do that. They can do this. They can do that.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Turns out they can't do anything.
No, they can't.
Okay.
It's getting worse by the week.
So I'll concede to you on that little point, but I'm not giving up on the team in general because I still think they're...
You're banking on the stupidity of others.
Yes.
And I understand that. Okay. Given the history. I'm not doing that this year. I ain't doing it.
It's not just that, but they are still tough and they are still resourceful and they still aren't going to give up. And there's, you know, it's going to become a situational game, and I still like them more often than not in that situation. And heck, they should have been in overtime last night if it wasn't for the refs, and you almost pull out a ball game that you really had no business pulling out because you kind of sucked for most of it. And I just think that's going to happen at home more than on the road, and you're still going to have at least one home game. And so I'm not giving up on the team's chances whatsoever. I thought you were going to pull out yesterday's game.
Yeah, so look, I'm not giving up on them either, but I'm also not like you where I say, I don't think the division's a lock. I don't. With the way their offense is right now, I'm not sure they're all that different than Buffalo on the field. I'm not talking about the coaching. I'm talking about, like, you know, they're a lot like the Bills. And if they get into a game with Buffalo at home, I could see them losing 14-13 or something like that. I would not rule that out in the least bit. Now, I'm betting on them to win the division, if you're asking me. But I don't think the gap between them and the Bills is all that big.
Okay, back to your reaction to that ball game yesterday. Rob in the recliner on the officiating. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. I need a good minute today. I just want to extend my condolences to the Frady's family. He was a very inspirational, strong young man. I believe he raised over $220 million to research, to steal your word, Pelga, that insidious disease.
Worst we have.
And, on that somber note. But back to my point, I don't want to jack with you guys, but I think there is a need for a little more replay, reluctantly. If the refs are going to suck this bad, you got to give them two chances to get the challenges wrong. I mean, why do you have to get both right to get a third?
So, Rob, I'm with you. It's like the clunkiness of the operation with replay drives me nuts. It's like, we'll give you two if you get both right. We'll give you a third. In the NBA, you can do it on this, but not that. And you have to do it at that time after a timeout. And you can do it here, but not there. And then we're going to allow you to do this, but not that. But then if you get one wrong, you can't do it here. But we'll let you do it there. Inside of 2 minutes, you can't. On a scoring play, we'll do it. On a turnover, we'll do it. Middle of the field, you can do it. Unless it's less than five. It's like, just stop, 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 stop. Put one guy upstairs on the TV. If it's clear and obvious and it's going to impact the game, change it and move on and don't have any rules. Just leave it up to the guy up there. And no one gets any challenges. And we're not going to replay dinky little crap. We're not going to allow you to challenge the spot of the ball in the middle of the field on a bang, bang play, Bill. We're not going to allow you to challenge OPI because the guy stuck his tush out a little bit. We're not going to waste our time with that. But when the guy clearly did not step out of bounds, and I can see that on the first replay, without even slowing it down, I'm going to change that, and we're going to get on with our lives. And again, when I'm commissioner of sports, you'll be amazed how quick and easy this is. The Bruins replay where the puck went through the side of the net last week. I saw that on the first replay. I didn't need slow-mo. I take that goal off the board. We drop the puck for the face-off, and that's it.
Took no time at all.
We're not going to spend 20 minutes seeing whether Patrice Bergeron's skate blade was the width of a pubic hair over the blue line. I didn't say this exact line last week, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow you to challenge that, and we're not going to waste any time on that. But when it goes through the side of the net and I can see it on the first replay, I'm going to reverse that. I'm the sky judge.
I mean, it does seem absolutely ridiculous that you could have a play like the Harry play yesterday.
And you can't fix it.
And right.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, when everybody knows it, including the Chiefs.
But we're going to spend 10 minutes on the spot of a ball in the middle of the field in the first quarter on a play that's really not going to amount to a hill of beans because some coach decided he wanted to challenge it.
I mean, really, that one blew my mind.
That's
yesterday.
So silly.
I'm more pissed about that one than I am about the fumble recovery. Like, because the fumble recovery play does happen sometimes. You can't always see the ball come out.
But you know
on
what?
This one, they saw something that wasn't there.
How many times do they have to be told, don't blow the freaking whistle
if
it's close?
Gosh.
Let it play out.
Oh, my gosh. When they showed the replay, I went, holy
and
crap.
And, you know, I've seen it. There was a real bad one, and I can't remember what it was, early in the year, where
New Orleans.
Was it a New Orleans
game? It was
game?
New Orleans early in the year. It was like week one or two. Remember, they blew the whistle.
Oh, yes, against the Rams, I think.
Yes.
Okay, and then the refs then let everything go to the point where it would clearly be a forward pass, but heck, we just got burned on this thing last week in L.A., so we're going to let it go. And then they take it to replay, and it's like, no, you don't have to do that either. Okay, if you're not sure, don't blow the whistle. But then you can all get together and say, he clearly threw you and still make the call. It still doesn't have to go to replay. But it's like, there's just no common sense on the thing.
No, really, it's getting, and clunky's the right word. It's gotten worse and worse. I mean, just
all the mechanics and the rules and the what you can replay and when. Like, oh, God.
Bogar and that crew last night were something special. I mean, did they pick up? I think it was three flags they picked up.
I thought it was four. I thought it was four that they picked up.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It really was.
That's an absurd number. And the one that really stood out to me was the Winovich roughing the passer one on Mahomes, which shouldn't have been thrown in the first place. But it just showed you. At that point, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of these kind of games. Like, the refs are going to play into this way, way, way too much. And they did, because it showed you that they were easily influenced. If you were a player, you could stare. If you were Brady, you were going to get a call. Mahomes could get a call. Like, a coach could get a call. The refs could talk another ref out of a call. They cannot have a playoff game. Like, they're not going to get fired. I wish that they all would. But the league needs to talk to that crew and say, like, okay, you're not going any further than this.
I mean, no exaggeration. One of the worst officiated games I've ever seen in any sport. It was so bad.
It was that bad. Kevin in Rhode Island, your thoughts?
Yeah, you just touched on my point. Why would they blow the whistle dead on a fumble?
Because they're dumb.
Like, just let it play out. And if it's a fumble, let it play out. If it's a forward progress, then you go back. And there you go. All turnovers are reviewed anyway. Why blow it dead in the first place?
Oh, my God. And how many times we've been over it? And how many times they've been over it? How many times they've been told? It's just, put your freaking whistle away, dude. I mean, it's like, how many times does the director official, I know Al Riveron sucks and blah, 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 but they still tell the guys. They still tell them.
When in doubt, don't blow the whistle.
Every single week, let it play out. We'll let replay clean it up. when in doubt, don't blow your whistle. And there's always some jackwagon who feels he has to blow the whistle.
And in this game, they did it twice, basically. The Harry play was basically the same thing. Like, really, they did it twice. It was astonishing, the level of ineptitude of that officiating crew. Astonishing.
Chris in Hartford, hi.
Hey, Mike. Hey, listen, I'm glad you backtrotted on the whole thing about the offensive line. You know, this is historic. If Scarletti isn't drinking, he's drinking now, man. This is historic. This is really a mess up front, okay? So let's not downplay that. Now, with Devlin and Maz, I talked to you. Devlin's a big deal. He helps the line when those guys make mistakes. You got to kind of come around on that.
Well, I think he... Yeah, quickly go.
Yep. Now, for Murray, the phone call is for Murray. Mr. Flip-Flop, on the record, Buffalo Pats, who wins that game? I want it on the record, and I want it in blood.
Okay, we want it in blood, Murray.
Buffalo.
I'm not making the call yet. I'll let you know when we get there.
Buffalo's defense is better than the Patriots.
I'm not picking Buffalo. I don't care.
You know what? I'm with Murray on that. I think the Bills' defense is better, too.
People make the mistake, and I've made the mistake. Christ, please, I'm not leaving myself out of this. But like, they're a better team. That's a better matchup. It's situational. Where's the game? Who's the coach?
Of course.
What happens when the bullets are flying? Okay, you got a better roster. Like, that, it ain't, that ain't the game.
Agreed.
And we, especially with this team more than any other, that ain't the game. On the fullback there.
Devlin.
Oh, here we go. It's the daily James Devlin call.
It's Sony Michel who needs him. Sony Michel's a different guy when he's running with, or that's what I've seen. I mean, I don't know. I know Devlin was healthy in game one and Michel didn't do anything in that first week against Pittsburgh, but I don't know. When I've seen Sony Michel do it, he's just following Devlin wherever he goes.
So then again, then it's not about Devlin, right? It's about just a fullback. Just follow go where the hole is.
And I'm still surprised they can't find someone.
So I don't. I put less of an emphasis on Devlin than I do on some of the other things. Again, Andrews, Trent Brown, Gronk. That's three mooses right there. Three of them that would just completely pave the road for him, for crying out loud. Yesterday, though, he ran soft. He ran soft. I would like to see them commit to some sort of running game or to shake up the offense in some capacity a little bit. But yesterday, boy, he was tiptoeing around the backfield. He was.
Well, they got the offensive line savior back there at left tackle, so they ran really well on that. Oh, no, they didn't. That's right. Isaiah Wynn.
They tried to. They tried running left.
They did.
Yeah.
He was a turnstile, too.
Okay, so issue. No doubt about it. Coming up next, you booed the New England Patriots yesterday at home. You booed them. You booed the six-time Super Bowl champion, the greatest team in NFL history. You booed them off the field. How do we feel about that? Let's get into that and some game-related Belichick second-guessing that I want to get to as well right after these words.
If Scarletti isn't drinking.
Boston's home for sports. Failure has 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Brady waits in the gun. Third down and 9 here. 15 seconds to go.
Three receivers left, one right. Shoulder high snap. Brady backs up again. Under rush. Moves up. Throws on the move. Finds James White underneath. And then he's hammered down by Breland. He takes a stick by the Kansas City corner. And that's going to be the final punctuation to this opening half.
Deservedly so.
We'll check that. It's delivered by the crowd at Gillette. Where the Chiefs have taken it to the Pats after New England scored first.
Okay, Zoe said they deserve to get booed. Maz's Rodenheiser take addresses this very topic.
Yep, hot takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Heating specials now available. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. So, look, I've heard a lot of people say, oh my gosh, you know, all they've done, how can you boo them? I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I mean, I sort of look at it as, you know, every year, every game is an independent thing. And if you see something on the field that pisses you off, you have a right to express yourself. And the fact of the matter is, this offense, and really more than anything else, the lack of improvement on the offense is boo-worthy. That, to me, is boo-worthy. Does that mean you think Tom Brady sucks? Or no, it just means you're looking at it and saying, guys, get your act together. Get your act together, because right now what you're doing on offense sucks. That, to me, is what that boo was about yesterday, plus the way they handled the end of the half. The whole thing. I think the crowd just said enough. Let's go.
And how quickly we forget, because 10 years ago, almost to the day, the same thing happened against the Carolina Panthers in a win. But people, including myself, rightfully booed when it was tied at 7 at the half. And the offense, just like yesterday, was inept and terrible, as was Brady in that game. Pats actually won that game, but people booed. They booed a few times in 2009, and you're right to. As a paying ticket holder and you're seeing this, you expect better. Boo, boo away.
I thought they were booing the very last sequence, which I would have booed. So
it looked like they quit.
I mean, let's parse the booing, shall we? I wouldn't boo the team, you know, even for a bad half.
You're all class over there.
No. I mean, it's totally, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong to boo ever. Like, if you feel it's, I don't feel that they are boo worthy. You see what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I don't feel the team having a bad half is boo worthy. But if you do, boo the crap out of them. I'm not saying you should never boo the Patriots because they've won six. No sacred cows. I'm big on that. I'm just telling you, I didn't think that was boo. I thought the last series was boo worthy. I would boo for the last series. Two timeouts, you're at your 41, and you don't use a single one of those timeouts, and you let the clock bleed?
Yep.
At the 41, you complete two passes, and you're attempting a field goal. And I understand your field goal kicker sucks. I understand you're going into the wind, but this is the NFL, man.
And they get the ball to start the second half.
This is the NFL. You have to go for points there. You can't. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your protection looks like.
How about considering how you set up your first touchdown with two DPIs? Why don't you just chuck one deep and see what happens?
It's the NFL. You have to keep playing. So this whole thing, and Bill said it many times. In fact, Jimmy, can we just give the very opening statement of Bill's opening statement yesterday when he hit the podium after the game?
First of all, I'm really proud of the way our team I've been battled for 60 minutes. Wasn't always perfect. There's certainly things we could have done better, but, you know. We were competitive right down to the final play, and that's, you know, that'll serve us well going forward.
Okay, so that sounded a little bit like Max Headroom, too. Battled for 60 minutes, competed to the final play. There's a follow-up question, Jimmy, too. Why don't you?
Well, how about the fight from your guys today? I mean, you can't 60 minutes of it anyways. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, that's what I opened with. I was proud of the way our guys competed for 60 minutes. I think I said that right off the bat. Absolutely. 100%. I'm with you. Yeah. It's my number one thing.
Okay, his number one thing. Did they battle for 60 minutes? Because I think they gave up in the final minute of the second quarter.
Yeah, they've done that in other occasions this year, too.
So,
but it tells me how little confidence Bill has in the offense.
To say they played to the final whistle, true. To say they never gave up at the end, true. They conceded a little bit in the middle of that ball game. Okay, not just on that final series, but I thought defensively, I think Brady for weeks, you know, is grown impatient and easily sort of gives up on what's around him. And I felt there was parts of that. I thought the middle of the game, they sort of just let it happen and did not fight hard in the middle of that game. And that last segment, I'm sorry, you're on your 41. The first play was a little dump off to Edelman. Okay, That was 54 seconds left. So you're in that position because KC takes a stupid, unnecessary roughness on the punt, on the kick return from a kick returner who, I'm sorry, Brandon Bolden, love you, mean it, but wow, is that the slowest kick returner in the NFL?
I mean, I felt that way when he was here the first time.
So anyway, they take an unnecessary roughness. So you get it to the 41 with 54 seconds and two timeouts. You've got to go for points there. They dump it off to Edelman, and then they let the clock tick, 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 tick. They don't snap it again until there's 34 seconds. I don't mind the check down to Edelman. Drive starter, you have time. You have timeout. So fine, they'll dump off to Edelman, get you going. Timeout! Timeout! The next snap should have been with 49 seconds, not 34, but they let the clock go. They didn't call timeout. Then with the second down play, Brady took a sack. So you lost the 4 or 5 yards you gained with Edelman. So no problem. You're still at the 42 with about 30 seconds left. Timeout. Play. Go get points. Oh, I thought that was horrible.
He doesn't trust him.
I know he doesn't trust him. It's still the NFL.
I know. I'm just so, to me, that's what it tells you is how little he trusts him.
Okay, so that's dysfunctional. That's dysfunctional. That means you've got to, if your offense is that bad, where you can't go for points on the 40-yard line with a minute left and two timeouts, I'm sorry. That's a bad sign. And it's, you know what? It's an overplay by Belichick. Play the game. Play. Go for points there. If you're not good enough to get it, then you don't get it. But you've got to go. This is the NFL.
I mean, it was defeatist. There's no two ways about it. It was defeatist.
Holy crap. And so here's my other second guess. He's gone to... Is Nick Folk really the only guy who could kick for this team? Because when you have a 45-yard field goal attempt, this is the NFL. This is the NFL. You've got to line up from 45. Unless the conditions are so extreme that you can't. They weren't that extreme yesterday. 45 yards, you've got to kick a 45-yard field goal. Especially with this offense. So this was after the not the Jacoby Myers drop on 3rd and 7. That brutal drop by Myers. I blame him more than anything else. But so...
Ball was at the 27-yard line.
27-yard line. Then Brady missed Edelman in the flat. He had Edelman again on that play, and he overshot him. But anyway, that was 4th and 7 with your offense, which sucks. For a 45-yard, if Nick Folk can't kick a 45-yarder, then you've got to have someone in here who can kick from 45. Okay, so that's probably my cutoff line. Like if you're telling me it's a 49-yarder, okay. All right, 46. So but you got to draw the line somewhere. And for me, it's 45 yards. If you can't line up for a 45-yard field goal, something's wrong. So then you've taken that kicking thing too far. You had to dink around all week?
Well, and the other
just
thing...
Just to see if you overcame the... Get a guy in here who can kick a 45-yard. If he misses it, he misses it. But this is the NFL.
Okay,
so... You have to line up from 45.
Listen, again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to examine other factors. That was already after the block, right?
That was after the block kick. Yes, it was.
Okay, right. That was after the block. So I wonder if it was only half about Folk. Whether it was about the line, he's saying, did you see how easily they broke that? That wasn't on Folk, that block.
No, it wasn't. It was on Cannon and Newhouse.
Oh, my God, was that awful.
So, look, but it's still the NFL. You at 4th and 7 on a 45-yard field goal, you have to kick that. You have to line up and kick the football. This is the NFL. Those were important points. And so I think Bill's taking the kicker thing too far.
I mean, again, this is another one that goes on Belichick.
There's no one out there who has a real appendix. There's not a kicker out there with an appendix that can line up from 45 who has the leg to kick from 45 yards going into that lighthouse end.
I thought Folk looked fine yesterday. I didn't have any issue with Folk. I think Bill's just overreacting because now he doesn't trust his offense at all or his kicker. Or really, I should rephrase that. His kicking operation. Because that wasn't on Folk. The block wasn't on Folk.
Okay, here's one more second guess. But I'll let Tim and Douglas do it. Tim, are you there? Give me your second guess.
Hey, guys. I was just ticked when Belichick decided not to put a punt returner back. There's 10:30 left to go, down by 7 in the fourth quarter. Kansas City on the 24-yard line. The ball, they kicked the ball 60 yards net. It must have rolled about 30 yards or so.
Tim, I'm going to cut you off. You're so right. Backfired badly.
Brutal.
Backfired badly. So they've done this a couple times where they've had no one back, and it's confused a couple teams. Was it Philly that didn't know what to do? Or
Houston. Was it Houston?
Maybe it was Houston. I can't remember. They've done this a couple times. And they've had times teams have called timeout or taken a delay, and it's flummoxed a couple teams. So fine. So, it's worked before, but this time it really backfired. The punt went to the 42-yard line, went to the Patriots 42. Again, 10 minutes left. The caller's right. 10 minutes left.
And rolled another 20 yards.
It was a 57-yard punt because it rolled 22 yards. It rolled 22 yards because you had no one back. Colquitt, if you had a guy there just to fair catch it, you fair catch it at your 42. It's a 7-point ball game there. You ended up gaining 30 yards on that drive. You made it to the 50-yard line. So just do the math. If you start on the 42 and you gain 30 yards, you're at the 28. Now you're kicking with the wind a 45, 46-yarder. Now, I don't know if Bill goes for that, but that almost that you could make the case that cost you 3 points.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of those with Belichick yesterday. And I say second guesses because, again, to me, I'm including the challenge on the spot on the catch by Sammy Watkins. Like, I looked at those and I said, Bill hurt them a little bit in this game. He did. He hurt them a little bit. And you gave up for a team that has played basically field position all year long and had to. You don't have a guy back there to take the punt and you give up all those yards?
You know, they rushed Colquitt. They did get in there. Maybe that's what that partly contributed to him only kicking to the 42. I mean, I'll be fair about it. I'm just saying that backfired.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, all the kicks that were going that way, all the kickoffs and punts, we're getting knocked down.
Yeah, because that you go into the lighthouse, that's usually the, and I just said that's into the wind because when you kick into the lighthouse end, it's almost always wind's almost always in your face.
Everything in that direction was getting knocked down yesterday. I mean, not like the worst I've ever seen, but the ball was not carrying that way. It was not. So they went for the block and it burned them. It did. It burned them
so
big.
So that one backfired. So back to the booing. I firmly believe no sacred cows. If someone does, no matter what they've done for you, if they do something you don't like, you're allowed to say it. That's the whole point. So I'm 1,000% in favor of that. So I would have booed him for that last series. That one really got me. You can't concede there. You can't concede.
I mean, I'd have booed the offense overall. I think that the fact that it has not gotten better to me is like it's reached the point. This is a home game. This is Kansas City after a loss, big game, conference game, the whole nine yards. And your offense comes out and looks like that. Like, to me, I don't blame the fans for expressing it. I don't.
Back to your phones after Murray's update.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Rumors are out there that the Patriots had a videographer up in the Bengals press box area working with an advanced scout that was taking video of the Bengals sideline. Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
So the league is investigating, so it's out of the norm. It's not standard operating procedure.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it.
But there was somebody up there.
I've got no comment.
All right, well, that just happened in Cincinnati, apparently. Diana Rossini of ESPN also reports. A reporter just asked if he could confirm if a Patriots employee was videotaping their play calls at the last game. Coach said no comment, and they are aware.
And Bert Breer just tweeted, statement from the Bengals, we are aware of the incident, and we are aware it is being investigated by NFL security. We will have no further comment.
Okay, the follow-up question was, a videographer in the press box was, would you just play the, just play that again? Because the reporter asking the question seems to have the intel.
I've got no comment.
So Rodriguez investigating, so it's out of the norm. It wasn't, it's not standard operating procedure.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about it.
But there was somebody up there.
I've got no comment.
There was somebody up there. If you doubt, maybe just a, it was a previous question, Jimmy.
Rumors were out there that the Patriots had a videographer up in the Bengals press box area working with an advanced scout that was taking video of the Bengals sideline. Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it. So
the reporter says rumors are, which means he heard, and so rumors are there's a videographer up in the press box shooting the Bengals sideline. So.
I can't do this.
I can. Where's my highlighter?
I mean, it's just, yeah, really, right? Get the highlighters out is right.
What do you need to tape the Bengals for? Joe Mixon, he looks pretty good. Geno Atkins, he's good. The rest of the team sucks. What else do you need to know?
So look.
Was his name Matt?
Here's the first thing you need to know. And look, I'm going to joke about this because it's freaking comical on so many levels. It's comical that the Pats would come up in something like this. It's comical that they would be doing it to the Bengals, the 1-12 Bengals.
Right.
Okay, that's comical. It's comical that their videographer would be up in the press box doing it for everyone to see. Like, it's not even Matt Estrella with a media badge.
NFL photographer 138.
The media, so this is what the Patriots were used to be doing. You won't hear this very often.
Right, was he wearing a Ty Law throwback?
Except for here, but the... In the original Spygate, the Pats weren't just taping from the wrong place. No, they disguised their personnel in media vests and taped the opponent's sideline. When you finally got caught at Giant Stadium against the Jets, the individual named Matt Estrella was wearing a media vest, media photographer 139. That's why we keep joking about that.
138.
Okay. They were also told that they were shooting scenics for Kraft Productions. They would be given different logoed gear that, you know, didn't signify that they were coaches or team personnel. And so there was a whole level of subterfuge that the media cartel here in town won't tell you about, won't report, but it's all known fact. Okay. So they literally had guys in the old Spygate thing running around disguised so they could tape the opponent's singles. It doesn't feel like this is what that is.
All right, so here's a little bit more. So now from Nesson, Doug Kide, a source tells me the Patriots had a camera crew in Cleveland this weekend to shoot a documentary on a scout that was watching the Bengals-Browns game. The Patriots cleared it with the Browns, have turned the footage over to the NFL, and are cooperating fully with the league. The Patriots were only shooting the scout in the press box, but the Bengals reported it to the NFL.
Okay, so the cartel is already, there's a prime cartel soldier.
Okay,
right there.
So I'll tell you what, though, and again, I put nothing.
Which is what you, but on this one, I have to believe it because this is what I was okay. All. This is what I was all dancing around. This is the funny part is all this. The drop dead serious part is that Bill is suspended indefinitely for a year plus if he gets caught again. Okay, this is why Deflategate was dropped on Brady's lap because they had to protect Bill because he was done if it got back to him.
They had to deflect it.
So. The drop-dead serious part of this is if they are guilty of this, that Bill's going away for a while, okay? Which leads me to believe that, well, I just want to believe the Fakakta scout thing, although that sounds sort of...
Well, now you're getting the same story from Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter.
Cartel, cartel, cartel.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mark Daniels.
Keep going.
Pro Joe.
Keep going.
I mean, it's all the. I'm just.
Say it again. So, what is it?
So Mark Daniels here. The Patriots were filming the Do Your Job series in Cleveland on their scouting department, per source. They had permission from the Browns to have a 3-person crew filming B-roll of their scout sitting at a desk. Adam Schefter, Patriots advanced scout was not filming, but being filmed, per a league source. He was being filmed for a feature the team produced called Do Your Job. The video crew was credentialed by the Browns to shoot video in the press box. Their PR person was aware, per source.
Yeah. So I have to believe that's what it is.
Well, I'm inclined to believe it, too, because I can't imagine the Patriots would be so stupid as to do this again and get caught.
Bill's going to risk a year suspension?
No way.
Or more?
No.
For the 1-12
on the Bengals?
Bengals? Come on.
Right. Please.
No, for the Ravens, maybe.
So what? They're pre-taping in case they win the Super Bowl and have to do a Do Your Job special again? And part of the Do Your Job special is going to be some Brown scout?
Seems cocky.
I mean, It does seem cocky.
Well, but that's them. I mean, you know, I wouldn't put that part of it past them. Like, you know.
But what's a Brown Scout? Like, a Brown Scout?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. In fact, they probably picked that game, if I had to guess, for that reason. Because they said it's two crap bag teams. Nobody's going to accuse us of cheating in this one. I say this in all seriousness. You've heard me say a lot of things about Belichick and everything over the years. I have never, ever said the man is stupid. Ever. And I never will.
Well, the original Spygate was kind of stupid.
Okay.
They keep warning him and he keeps sending Estrella out there and like fake media vests and whatnot, that was reckless.
Yeah. But he's not dumb as a rule, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't imagine he would have somebody up there taking video in the freaking.
A freaking Zach. What's the dude's name?
Zach Taylor, former president Zach Taylor.
The Zach Taylor and his staff?
In the press box. Oh,
like you need to get intel on the red rifle, Andy Dalton. Oh, he sucks. We're done filming. All right. Like, come on.
Yeah, they're trying to find out how bad the Bengals really suck so that they can, like, run up the point spread.
Okay, so, well, there's that. That's interesting. That just happened. We'll get back to your calls on the game. Anything else you want? The booing of the team right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app. Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Brady takes the snap, drops back. He throws a long ball for Dorsett at the 5. Incomplete. Contact by Fuller. No flag on the play. Kendall Fuller had been called for pass interference.
I'm trying not to lose my territory right now. It's a great job by Brady. Edelman cuts the hell out of the defender, chops it down. And Brady just puts it up.
It's clear pass interference. It's clear pass interference.
This crew stinks. The NFL should fire this crew.
The challenge flag twice. They were denied on the first challenge, and therefore they don't have another.
This crew
pass interference
stinks.
Clearly.
Okay, we can get back to the real outrage. You're officiating yesterday's game. Let's pick our way through this as well. So, and again, that was another blown call. Bill couldn't challenge it because he had used his challenges. Do you think they would reverse it if they challenged it?
So which play was that again? Because I didn't hear
Dorsett.
The play.
That
was a Philip Dorsett.
Oh, so
he
that one.
Mugged.
So that one I don't think would have been reversed.
You don't think so?
I don't.
The ball was behind him?
I know. Look, it was PI. But again, there was that. There was a PI, DeAndre Hopkins play in the end zone earlier in the season that was not terribly
A couple of weeks ago.
And they didn't reverse it.
I feel like they're reversing more of these, though.
Okay, so the standard is changing.
It's creeping towards more reversals.
Okay, although they called one in the Jets-Miami game yesterday at the end of that game that, to me, again, shouldn't have been reversed, and it was.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it could have gone either. It was PI. I will also tell you, though, that Brady scrambled for 17 on the next play.
Right, so it wasn't
It wasn't a that wasn't the end.
That one didn't keep points off the board. Some of these calls kept points off the board. That one, the drive was extended on the next play.
Yeah, yeah. Now look, it cost them 7 yards because I think Dorsett got tackled at the 5. They ended up at the 12, right, or something like that. So they'd have been a little bit closer to the end zone. But honestly, with them right now in the red zone, I don't know if that really matters all that much.
Okay, just following up on the latest accusation on the Patriots or investigation by the league, you taping the Cincinnati Bengals of all people. Taping the Bengals sideline last week against Cleveland. Where was that game?
Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
It was in Cleveland. Okay. So, here's an explanation. Albert Breer. An explanation on the Patriots situation. The team sent a video crew to shoot a pro scout, its pro scout, for its in-house Do Your Job series. The crew was cleared by the Browns, who had to credential you, because that was the home team. The crew was cleared by the Browns for yesterday's game against the Bengals. And they followed the pro scout through his normal Sunday process. The issue here was that neither the Bengals nor the league were informed of this. So Cincinnati officials found it strange when a Patriots videographer was setting up a tripod and shooting down to the field, especially since the two teams play Sunday. The concern on the Bengals' end was that the Patriots videographer was shooting Cincinnati's bench area. So the Bengals reported to the league and NFL security, as it normally would, and is now investigating the case. Burt says, on the surface, it's easy to see where the miscommunication might have happened and where the Bengals would be upset. The episode on the pro scout, by the way, was a sort of sequel to one done on a college scout back in the spring and, again, part of a larger series. So I didn't even realize this. They have a Do Your Job thing on YouTube that...
Apparently so, yeah. Well, they'll talk to, like, cooks and other people that work inside the building.
So they weren't shooting a Brown scout. They were shooting one of their own scouts.
Correct.
And he was probably up in the press box, and the guy's setting up a tripod that points down to the guy in the press box, or they don't point down to the field, but they're not shooting the field. They're shooting the guy sitting at the desk. And the Bengals are up there, and they go, what's this joker doing? Because Cincinnati wasn't notified the Pats were doing this.
Correct.
The league wasn't. So Cincinnati says, hey. And they tell the league, so I have no problem with the Bengals. They're just, if you saw the Patriots pointing a camera at your bench, what would you do?
Well, so that's, to me, is really one of the takeaways of this whole thing. 12 years later, this is the damage that Bill Belichick did with this thing.
So Schefter says, an official for the Bengals saw a member of the video crew wearing a Patriots shirt and alerted the league, which confiscated the video, according to a source. The NFL has the video. Patriots say the video is a press box feature of the advanced scout. So it's going to come out.
It should be easy to prove, right?
You watch the tape. What's on the tape? Is it the pro scout sitting in front of his game chart and doing his work?
All of a sudden, if we get Zach Taylor.
Or is it Zach Taylor?
The wing formation.
Tapping his ears. They'll be right there on the video.
Or he's giving you the eye formation.
So we'll see. Taping the Bengals. Would you stop with this, as much as, I enjoy this kind of stuff? Anyway, back to your phones. As promised, Brian in Boston, how do you feel about the team being booed at Gillette Stadium? Brian!
Hi. Sorry. So I was at the game last night. I think you guys had something wrong. The boos at the end of the game were not for the Patriots or for Brady especially. They were for the refs. There was a chorus.
First half, Brian. First half.
First half, okay, yeah, there was a small smattering of boos for the Patriots here and there, a couple three and outs. Those fans are ridiculous. I would never boo the Patriots, especially not Tom Brady. Tom Brady wants to win the Super Bowl again more than anybody, any fan wants him to win it. So, at the end, for anyone that thought the boos at the end were for the Patriots, No.
No one's talking about the end. I'm talking about going
to
the tunnel at halftime. And I don't think they're boo-worthy either. I thought it was weak beyond weak that they did not go for points there. And they left midfield with two timeouts in their back pocket. Well, what are you doing? Keep playing. So when Bill goes on and on about they played 60 minutes and they competed for 60 minutes, I don't think that's true. I think they competed at the end, and they never gave up in the fourth quarter, but they conceded in the middle of that ball game.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't get out of the second quarter fast enough. Right. And again, like, lay it out too. Down 20-7 at that time, right? It was 20-7. And then the Chiefs are getting the ball to start the third quarter.
You're at your 41-yard line with 54 seconds and two timeouts.
Well, so that's the thing is when they kicked it off and they got the return, I thought, you know what, they'll probably just bury it.
Well, I don't mind you kneeling at your 20.
No, no, but then the 15-yard penalty took it out to the 41.
You're at your 41.
Now they'll go for it. That's what I thought. I thought now they'll go for it.
And the first play was sort of a weak underneath thing to Edelman, but that, like I said earlier, fine. Drive starter, get it going. Call timeout immediately. Instead, they waited 20. They snapped it with 54, and then the next snap was with 34. Wait, call the timeout there.
Yeah, they wanted nothing. Bill wanted, he's terrified of his own offense right now.
Or rush to the line or something. There was no urgency there at the end of the second quarter. I you know, I don't know if that's boo-worthy, but that's what I would be frustrated about. Wayne in Yarmouth. Go ahead, Wayne.
You know, much of Belichick's success, we've always said, is how good he is at in-game adjustments, and particularly at halftime. And you just mentioned that second quarter, and that was my harp on this, that nothing was done to make damn sure they scored before halftime. So I'm just wondering, you know, what's going to change in the coaching arena in all phases of the game, as he puts it, that's going to move this team forward into the playoffs?
Okay, Wayne, how about Bill gets out of the defensive meetings and goes into the offensive meetings?
Maybe.
How about Bill stops holding, you know, Mayo's and his kid's hand on the sideline every time the defense gives up a long drive and yelling at the defense? Why doesn't he huddle with the offense and start turning his attention to the offense?
You know what they could use right now, if you ask me? Charlie Weiss. Like a Charlie Weiss type of offense. Something simple, bubble screens. Just get yourself 6 or 7 yards, kick some field goals, and get the hell out of Dodge.
So, you know, one of our sales guys said this to us, Brett, and he's right. Like, they obviously don't believe in N'Keal Harry. Like, they hate N'Keal Harry. Like, I get it. Yeah, I'm not telling you he doesn't deserve it. But he is a first-round pick. He is in uniform. If you hate him so much, well, why are you putting him in uniform? You know, say, give the roster spot to somebody else. But so he's in uniform. He doesn't have to know the offense to run a bubble screen.
Right, exactly. And clearly he can run with the football.
He doesn't need to know the offense to run to the back pylon and catch off his back shoulder, but the throw to him sideways.
That's what I think, to get him out there, because that play, that was a hell of an effort to get into the end zone. And he, when he gets moving, he's tough to bring down. He's a moose.
So those are the second guesses. And I also second guess Bill with his field goal situation. Why are you still dinking around with someone that you don't trust to kick from 45? It's another reason why he was probably so soft at the end of the second quarter. He was going into the end, the lighthouse end, so that's into the breeze. And he doesn't believe in his kicker. Well, why don't you get a kicker who can kick it 45 yards into a light breeze? This is the NFL. So this is my problem with bringing back the Nick Folks of the world without the appendix. Get a fully appendixed kicker who can kick a 45-yard field goal into a breeze and set up a field goal attempt at the end of the second quarter. That's the NFL. You have to do that.
Yeah, again, if it's issues with Folk.
So like, why, you know, they waited the whole, they didn't sign the guy till Saturday? Or they didn't know he was kicking for sure? It wasn't reported until Saturday?
Yeah, he practiced on Friday, right? Like, allegedly joined the team on the field on Friday.
So why you guys, like, aren't they going to be a little loose with that position?
I don't think it's about Folk, the more I think about it. Because that block wasn't Folk's fault. I don't know, Bill probably
said, on Marshall Newhouse.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I don't think it was about Folk. The penetration on that play was ridiculous. There was nowhere to kick the ball. The guy was right in front of him. For crying out loud.
You still have to go kick the field goal.
So, again, I'm not defending him. I'm just telling you that I think he's mental about a lot of things right now, and I can't necessarily blame him.
You can't concede 3 points. You can't. You just, even if you hate your kicker, even if you don't believe in your protection, even if it's into the wind, it's the NFL. You're at midfield. There's a minute left and two timeouts. You have to go try and get points there.
I mean, he made a lot of mistakes in this game. That's one of them. Again, I thought the challenge on the spot on that Watkins catch, that was a big mistake, Mike. I'm sorry. He lost a challenge because of that. Like, and then all of a sudden, N'Keal Harry doesn't step out of bounds, and you can't challenge the play because you didn't have challenges. Again, if it were Andy Reid, we would be beating the stuffing out of him like he was a pinata.
Let me give you another personnel second guess right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. The very latest on the Patriots' latest cheating scandal right here.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.